This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to share some great stories that will encourage you to be you, not some other person who you think you should be. I'm going to talk about six stories that will help you be true to yourself from one of our new books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. Because women and men are tired of being told who they should be. They're starting to take back the power, figuring out who they want to be and how to get there. That's why Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You, was created, to be a source of affirmation and inspiration for people of all ages as they figure out how to be the best versions of themselves. So I'm going to share six tips from six stories in this book. And our first tip is to stick up for yourself, because you might very well win. So Carol Harris Barton says that you shouldn't underestimate yourself. You can win those battles to protect yourself against sexual harassment. She did it before today's Me Too movement and the increased protections for women that have been put in place. In Carol's case, protocols for workplace behavior had been just instituted. It was 1988. And still the early days of women speaking up against male coworkers or bosses who acted inappropriately. In Carol's case, she was passed over for a promotion after she refused an invitation from her boss that included him handing her a button that said, "Your bed needs me." She had been doing everything possible to avoid him prior to that because of his lustful looks and his habit of touching her cheek. At Carol's company, the procedure required that she confront her boss with his behavior under the supervision of the HR department. So she did it, despite how difficult it was. And she won. Carol got a transfer to another department, a promotion, and thousands of dollars in compensation for her delayed raise. And at the beginning of her story, we put a quote from Izzy Victoria Odiase, which is this: "Do not underestimate the power of underestimation. They can't stop you if they don't see you coming." Now, here's our second tip: stride right into that career you want, even if it's viewed as a man's job. So when Petite Maria Rodriguez told the military recruiter that she wanted to fly helicopters, he tried to quash her dream. So she transferred to a college near an airport and started taking helicopter lessons herself. Not only did she become a helicopter pilot flying military missions, she married her instructor. And then she went on to own her own fleet of helicopters in the Caribbean, running a charter business. And when needed, she flew rescue missions as well, helping with the recoveries after Hurricanes Irma and Maria, and taking the first photos that we all saw of the devastation. Her daughter, Charlotte Van Herk, wrote about her heroic mother for the book, and she's become a pilot herself, as has her brother. Now, I have to tell you, unfortunately, 6 weeks before this book came out, Maria was killed in a helicopter crash on her beloved St. Thomas along with three friends who were her passengers. There was some kind of equipment failure. It was not pilot error. Maria was an amazing pilot. My husband and I have flown with her four times, including through rainstorms, and she was a great pilot, and she had a perfect record. So we're devastated that this happened. But the fact remains that her story, which is called Whirly Girl, which is the nickname for female helicopter pilots, her story is an inspiration. And now we will move on to our third tip from the book, which is hashtag who you want to be. So I interviewed Carol Andrews on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast a couple of years ago, and she told me this idea, and I asked her to write it up for us. And that's how it got into Chicken Soup for the Soul BU, because when Carol left her career as a television news personality in 2002, she had to figure out who she wanted to be next. And she says she set out to rebrand herself, which was a process that took years. And these days, what better way to do it than via hashtags? So Carol says you should use hashtags to list who you are now and also who you want to be. In her case, she lists #author, #speaker, #TV personality, and #executive coach. So she says you should hashtag also your values and your traits, including those traits that you're still working on. So for her, that means focusing on #kindness counts, #fearless, #transparency, and #voice to be heard, among other things. And finally, she says you should look at what has shaped you and brought you to the place where you are now. So in her case, she lists #loss of parents. #amazing son, and #victory over divorce. Those are listed among her defining experiences. Carol says, these exercises in digging deep mean I can say with no hesitation, I sow seeds so greatness in others can bloom. After the break, I'm going to come back with three more tips from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. So we are back with the fourth tip, and this is one that I care about so much, and I try to follow this myself, is step outside your comfort zone to become more you. So Rachel Dunstan Miller decided to shake up her life after her mother died of breast cancer at age 65. Rachel says, "For most of my adult life, I'd chosen to stay safely anchored in a series of sheltered harbors, both literally and metaphorically. It was time for Rachel to break out of that comfort zone where she always chose security over risk. She made a resolution to live by the word fierce for an entire year. She would say yes to all the things that she would normally turn down. That meant taking a dance improv class, going caving, and in the story she shared with us, going halibut fishing in open water. Rachel was terrified about the boat trip, but using her new open-minded perspective, she pushed aside her worries and she focused on the sea and the sky and the wind in her hair. She says, I've come to believe that we're not fully alive if we're not at least a little frightened on a regular basis. And tip five, which is somewhat related, trust in your ability to rise to the occasion. So Karen Cameron's biggest fear had always been that she would lose her husband, but she never expected that she would lose him because he had to go to prison. But after he got involved in selling drugs, that's what happened. Karen didn't think she could make it a whole year without him. In fact, she erased all their appointments from the whiteboard on the refrigerator and replaced them with one word, survive. But survive she did, magnificently. After a few horrible weeks, Karen started to find her joy again. She made new friends, she joined a writing group, and her kids found their own equilibrium. Karen even signed a 3-book publishing contract that year, while at the same time working full-time as a teacher. And along the way, she found that her husband had changed too. He had hit rock bottom when he was convicted and sent to jail, and now he was on his way to recovery. Karen says he came home to a wife with a renewed sense of self, who could set healthy boundaries and take care of her family with or without him. A wife who had chased her dreams and made them come true in the midst of incredible hardship. He came home to a wife who was not only healthier, but stronger. And we started that story with a quote from Jane Fonda. If you allow yourself, you can become stronger in the very places that you've been broken. And now our final sixth tip today, spend some time getting to know yourself. So this is from Alexandra Slijepkovic. And after her boyfriend broke up with her because he said she needed to figure out who she was, she did just that. She realized that she had been putting his needs first, adopting his likes and dislikes as her own. And 6 years later, she reports that she has finally figured it out and that boyfriend was right. She says he never lost sight of himself. And now, through yoga and lots of introspection, she knows who she is too. She says, I shed massive layers of the shy, reserved, afraid, and dependent girl I was at 21. I took back the power I had ceded to men, and it was like coming home. And now Alexandra's ready for love again. But this time, with full knowledge of who she is and what she wants and deserves. We started that story with a quote from Shakti Gawain, and it goes like this. My willingness to be intimate with my own deep feelings creates the space for intimacy with another. So that kind of self-discovery is what Chicken Soup for the Soul BU is all about. Women standing up for their rights, realizing what they deserve in relationships, and affirming their likes and dislikes and their identities. You'll find plenty of role models and advice in these pages to help you make the best possible version of you. With these 101 stories of affirmation, determination, and female empowerment. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful book, Chicken Soup for the Soul BU, go to our website, chickensoup.com. Click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You can look at the front cover, the back cover, read more about it. And you'll find this book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. I'm Amy Newmark. And I hope you'll join us for our next episode of the podcast. We'll be hearing two powerful poems from Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now, and these poems will be read by their authors. If you're like me and you developed a new appreciation for poetry as a result of Amanda Gorman reading her poem at the presidential inauguration, then you are really going to enjoy these poems too.